meaningless thought. The shell appears strong, but the inside is rot. It's time to be stirred. The time is now. The winds have changed. Read the signs. No time to hide. The winds have changed.
Millennia ago, from the little cave on the tiny island of Patmos in the Aegean Sea, the heavens opened. Since then, the world has been fascinated by the cosmic upheaval brewing on the horizon of history. The upheaval is now upon us. It is within us. To some degree, it always has been. But there has been a sudden and violent shift in the affairs of the world. The winds have changed. Heaven will not be silent. Let's now join Father Anthony Bush, pastor of St. Stanislaus Kostka, the Sanctuary of the Divine Mercy in Chicago, and author of A Mother's Plea, For the Winds Have Changed. Together we can pave the way for a hopeful response to the signs of our times.
Okay, here we go.
I'm sorry.
That was my fault. See, I'm just... Hey, everybody, welcome. I've got a surprise for you today, and I think that's why I wasn't prepared, because we've got some guests. I got it, Nick. Very good. Thank you. See, a rough entrance into the show, because I'm very excited, and you're going to be very excited. Everybody, welcome. I'm Father Anthony. We are coming to you, as always, from St. Stanislaus Kostka, the Sanctuary of the Divine Mercy, and this is The Winds of Change. As I say, we've got a treat for you, but we're going to begin with the Angelus, as we always do. This is the 12 o'clock hour, and so let us pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived by the Holy Spirit, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Be it done unto me according to thy word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Let us pray. Pour forth, we beseech thee, O Lord, thy grace into our hearts, that we to whom the incarnation of Christ, thy Son, was made known by the message of an angel, may by his passion and cross be brought to the glory of his resurrection through the same Christ our Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, welcome. That was a rough start. I'm sorry about that, because we've got just a host of the multitude here in the studio today, and Tony off to the side. But so I hadn't even put the system on, so we kind of begin in silence. But I want to welcome, first of all, Mr. Guakas, one of our teachers, our music teacher here at St. Stanislaus Kostka at the school. And we've got our students, our young people, who are preparing for their Christmas concert tomorrow evening here at St. Stanislaus Kostka at 6 o'clock. So I want to welcome all of you. Mr. Guakas, welcome.
Thank you, Father.
We're very happy to have you, and we've got, in a few minutes, the students are going to sing, but in the meantime, I've got a couple of other students at the microphone. I'm going to let you introduce yourself. I'm pointing to you. Your name is?
Nicholas.
Nicholas, just like our Nick over there, the wizard behind the curtain. And Nicholas, it was his feast day last week, the Feast of St. Nicholas. Everybody loves St. Nicholas, and gave you a special blessing, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very nice.
Because you also, what do you do besides singing in the choir?
I'm also altar server for St. Stan's.
Exactly. So we're very happy and very proud to have you. And then we've got over here, I'm pointing to you, and you are?
Viviana.
Viviana. And I remember Viviana from the time she was I'll never forget when you were in preschool and so smart and you knew all the answers, all the biblical. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So a little bit about yourself, Viviana.
I like to play basketball. I play basketball on a basketball team.
In addition to singing?
In the choir.
In the choir. So let's go back to your teacher, okay, for a moment here. Mr. Guakas, talk a little bit about what you're doing with the students, what we're preparing for tomorrow.
Sure. So tomorrow is our Christmas concert, and we'll be featuring a number of carols from around the world, from Mexico, from Western Europe, that is like Spain and France, from the islands, so England, Ireland, kind of the Great Britain up there, but then also from Eastern Europe a bit as well, from Poland and some of the other Eastern European countries. Our theme this year is O Come, Little Children, after the famous German carol, Ihr Kinderlein kommet. And we've really designed it to be a set of readings and reflections in addition to the carol. So we hope that you're not just coming like you would to a regular Christmas concert and it's a selection of music, and then everyone claps in between, and I have to do the speaking, but rather that selecting these readings and these reflections from the writings of the saints, particularly Bernard of Clairvaux and his sermons on Advent and the Nativity, we hope that you can also, this can also help you to spiritually prepare for the coming of Christ at Christmas. Now, that isn't to say the music is of any less quality, but that we have added something to it as well that you might not find at your average Christmas concert.
Right. In fact, I have to say last year, and by the way, so again, this is 6 o'clock tomorrow evening, Wednesday evening. This is free. This doesn't cost anybody anything. So everybody's invited. But the last year, it was a similar, this isn't a repeat of what we did last year. Is it the same basic?
No, Father. We are only repeating, I think, two of the carols, one for our youngest children. And then the choir will be singing. We have two Polish carols this year, and we are repeating one of them, the beautiful Lulajże Jezus.
It's beautiful. So, but it's the same style in the sense. So, I guess what I'm trying to say is, last year for the first time we had they're always the Christmas concerts are beautiful, but last year it was really a deeply spiritual experience. Because of the you're interjecting in between the hymns and all that. So it's going to take place in the church in the sanctuary. The students will be in the sanctuary, and it's a deeply moving, deeply spiritual experience. So we're looking forward to it. Nicholas, tell me something about your. What is it about the choir? Somebody told me the other day, and I don't know who it was. I was speaking to somebody. You've got a bit of a cough. That's okay. What inspires you to want to be in the choir?
Well, I really like my inspiration is like music. I love music. It's one of my favorite things. It keeps me calm, and music is just everything to me. And I think Mr. Guakas is a great teacher, and. Yeah.
He is a great teacher. Is that where you get your inspiration?
I think his music's really good and everything, like how he how he sings and stuff. I like how he sings and everything, and I think it sounds good.
I think he's a great teacher. I think he's one of the best, and he's been here. He's second year with us, Mr. Guakas, right?
Correct.
So it's just been a great blessing to the school, because this choir sings at Mass.
Yes.
In fact, you guys, Viviana, you were singing. You guys were out on Saturday singing, or you
yes.
all day, right?
Yes.
Where did you go? What did you do?
We caroled, and we also walked around. We went to see Santa, sing for Santa, sing around Santa, and just walk around and sing to spread the joy of Christmas.
And how did people respond? Did people speak to you, or
most of the people just recorded us?
Oh, that's a good sign.
Showing us like good signs and. We just kept on singing because that's what we like to do.
Outdoors.
Yes.
It was a cold day.
Yes.
Yeah, and then you came back and you guys were here for the Mass. You sang at Mass at 5 o'clock, and then we had the lighting of the Christmas tree at the school and a little spaghetti dinner afterwards. It was really kind of fun.
Really nice.
Very good. What inspires you to be in the choir?
I like singing. Also, I like listening to music, and I just wanted to like be a part of like something that I enjoy to do other than other things. So I just joined because I thought I would like it, and I actually do.
And, you know, I tell you, this is people, if you come to the Mass, especially when the students sing, because they don't sing every Sunday, but at least once a month, they're at the what we call the family Mass. Mm-hmm. And these kids are so excited, and they love it so much that they try to outdo the adults. I noticed that a few times, you know. But the teacher kind of, you, Mr. Aguacas, kind of bring it all back into harmony, right?
Yes, and we are very blessed to have two wonderful musicians working with us upstairs, of course, Mr. Josh Lucas and Mrs. Lisa Taus, who work with me and the students and all the adults together so that when we come as combined choirs, both the adults and the children singing with them, that we're able to make beautiful music to serve, as you said, at the family masses at least once a month.
It's an inspiration, and people have commented, and I'm looking forward to the concert tomorrow night at 6 o'clock here at St. Stanislaus Kostka in the church. So what we're going to do is take a break. And before we do that, if you can just kind of set us up. So the students aren't going to be here too long because they have to go back to school at 12:30, so we don't have a lot of time. But we're going to take a break. When we come back, the students, this segment of the students, will sing. So do you want to tell us already what song they're going to sing, what hymn?
I would rather have it be a surprise.
Okay, all right, we'll do that. Okay, well, we'll take a break. So everybody stay with us. In just a moment, you will hear these beautiful young people, their beautiful voices, and it'll be a source of great inspiration. So we're looking forward to this. So don't go away. We'll be right back. I'm Father Anthony. You're listening to listener-supported Winds of Change on AM 750 WNDZ.
St. Stan's School has an amazing PK3 through 8th grade program, focused on leadership and social-emotional learning, and is one of the only schools to implement the Reading and Writing Project of Columbia University and the University of Chicago. Everyday math across the board, PK3 through 8th, is taught by our highly educated and dedicated teachers. St. Stan's students are academically challenged with advanced-level placement opportunities as their test scores and high school admissions speak volumes. St. Stan's is an integral part of the Wicker Park community, where you feel welcome and at home with other families and friends who enjoy the same warm, friendly, and safe atmosphere for their children. We have small classroom size, which makes a difference in the whole learning experience. Many schools have excellent programs. At St. Stan's, we empower students to be excellent. Join the St. Stan's family. It is a selective admissions process. Grades 1 through 8 are tested and interviewed. Call 773-278-4560. That's 773-278-4560. Or stop by at 1255 North Noble Street. That's one block north of Division, just off the Kennedy. More information at ststanschicago.org. That's ststanschicago.org.
The Winds of Change on AM 750 WNDZ. And on the World Wide Web at windsofchangeshow.com.
Welcome to a St. Nicholas Minute. Why do people call St. Nicholas Santa Claus anyway? Well, the people of Holland have always had a special fondness for St. Nicholas, or Sinterklaas as they call me. In fact, to this very day, I still arrive to deliver gifts on St. Nicholas Eve, that's December 5th, dressed as a Roman Rite bishop and riding my white horse, Amerigo. Anyway, in the 16th century, when Dutch settlers came to the New World, they brought their Sinterklaas tradition with them to a place called New Amsterdam. That's modern New York City. And so, when the English-speaking settlers arrived, they began to mispronounce my Dutch name of Sinterklaas, which means, of course, St. Nicholas, and they began to call me Santa Claus. So Santa Claus really means St. Nicholas. But no matter what I'm called by name, my spirit is still the same. I'm filled with the joy that flows from the Christmas proclamation, Christ is born, glorify him.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks so much for being with us. We're very excited today because we have our students from the school, from St. Stanislaus Kostka School, part of the, just a handful of our students who are going to be singing at the Christmas concert tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock here at St. Stan's in the church. And so we're going to, it's with great with great privilege that I present to you our students here at St. Stan's. Fantastic. We all know that song. That's a popular one, right? Away in the Manger, which we really don't sing during this season. What season are we in? Just shout it out.
Advent.
We're in Advent, which means what? To come to. It's the season whereby
Christmas.
We prepare for Christmas, right? Remembering that Jesus came 2,000 years ago, but that he's going to come again, right? And so there are certain songs that are appropriate for the season, but because we're so eagerly anticipating with great joy the birth of Jesus, the celebration of the birth of our Lord, we're already into the hymns of Christmas. So beautiful. Away in the Manger, and we're going to go right into the next one. Are you, Mr. Guacus, ready?
We are.
Okay. Let's see if everybody can guess what this one is. Are we going to do one in a different language, or are these going to be in English? It's okay.
Yes,
English, okay, yeah, perfect, okay. Students, ready? They're just flipping the pages, trying to find this, the hymn, right? You got it there?
I found it already.
I should sing along with you, but that would kind of ruin the song, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nothing to display. Remember Christ our Savior, Word was born on Christmas Day. To save us all from Satan's power when we're gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
Fantastic. Bravissimo. I was walking down the corridor last week. I was it your class? It wasn't, some of you were in the class, yeah, fourth grade. So I was visiting the school. This was, in fact, I think I came right from there to the radio last week, Tony. Remember? Tony is here, by the way. Tony's with me. It's the two Tonys, you know, Father Tony and Tony. But I was visiting the school, and I was at the end of the corridor, and I thought, my gosh, I hear these angels. It sounds like a choir of angels. And I was drawn to the door by which I would pass, and there's not all of you, but some of you were there singing. It was absolutely beautiful. And that was in a different language, though, Mr. Guacus, wasn't it?
That was
Polish, wasn't it? Polish, yeah. So, God rest you, merry gentlemen. I have to ask you, anybody have a favorite before we go into another hymn? What's your favorite?
God rest you, merry gentlemen.
Yeah, this is your favorite, God rest you, merry gentlemen. Anybody else? Just shout it out, Nicholas.
God rest you, Mary.
Which one?
God rest you, Mary.
This one? So, anybody else, your favorites?
God Bless America.
What? Lula Lujai? The Polish.
The Polish one, Lula Lujai.
Which means...
it's the, right, Sleep Gently, Little Baby Jesus.
Sleep Gently, Little Baby Jesus. It's a Polish hymn. It's very absolutely beautiful. All right, because we don't have a lot of time, and I want to hear something out. So we're going to go right where everybody got your books open to the right. Good thing you got. You're sitting. You're right here next to me. I'd like to sing along, but I say I'd ruin it for you, wouldn't I? Okay. All right. Bravissimo. Beautiful. Beautiful. Hey, by the way, did you know, I bet you didn't know this, there are, for Christmas, there are four masses. Uh-huh. The Holy Mass. Mass means what? Missio, right? We've talked about this in Missio, Mass, mission. We're people with a mission in the Holy Mass. In a sense, when we go to Holy Mass, we're going to Bethlehem, right? Because Jesus comes to us. It's as if he's born anew for us. And it's also the place of his crucifixion, Calvary. He died for us. He was born to die. Okay, boys and girls, you know this. What city was he born in? Jesus was born where?
Bethlehem.
Bethlehem. And what does Bethlehem mean? Let's see if you remember this. Bethlehem means house of bread.
Yeah.
To identify that this child born of the Blessed Virgin Mary in Bethlehem was destined to, just as wheat is crushed, that it become bread, that he would be crushed on the cross, that he would make himself bread for our journey, right?
Yeah.
And that bread is the Eucharistic gift, right? The Holy Communion. Jesus feeds us with his body, his blood, his soul, and divinity, so we have strength that we not collapse as we go on our way, and that we be his emissaries. He sends us to do exactly what you're doing today, to proclaim the good news, right? All right, so we're going to sing another song. You're going to sing. I'm not going to ruin it for you, so... We're going to, ready? Everybody ready? All right, this is one I don't think I know. Got it? Okay. Just takes a second here to flip those pages. Okay.
Christ the babe is Lord of all. Sweet.
bravissimo, bravo, beautiful. So I didn't get I was going to tell you about the four masses, right? There's the four masses of Christmas. So, and here we have all four, we have more than four masses, we have six masses here. But the first mass begins Christmas Eve, the 24th, at 7 o'clock, and it's the Mass of the Genealogy. So we go to the Gospel of Matthew, and we listen to the Gospel that reminds us that he was foretold that for nearly 2,000 years there was a preparation for the Messiah, the Messianic moment in time when Jesus would come, when God would visit us in the flesh, take on our flesh. So that's the Mass of the Genealogy. At midnight, didn't you just sing that? The Mass of the Angels at midnight, when the angels proclaim that the Messiah has been born, and then early in the morning, the Mass of the Shepherds, and then by mid-morning, we do the Mass of the Word, John's Gospel, the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. All right, are we ready for, let's see, got one more? Yeah, okay. I just got to find your places, everybody, you know? Everybody's whispering and turning. Got it?
Yeah.
Just give him a second here. All right. Now I can say it right. See, I don't follow the directions, do I? I'm not an obedient student. But you, this is beautiful. I have a. See, there's a lot of people listening out there, and they seem to like it. And how could they not, right? By the way, I want to ask Mr. Guacas. Do you? Let your teacher sit down there just for a second, okay? And we'll kind of bring this to an end. Not that I want to, but you have to go eat lunch, and then you got to get back into school. Have you ever? We do this every year, and I was just doing some recordings yesterday for Facebook. But are you familiar with the? You know the song, The 12 Days of Christmas, right?
Yeah.
The kids love that one.
Do they?
Yes.
Oh, that's. Do you know the? Can you tell me something about the story behind that song, that hymn?
There's a number of different things that go with it, but the commonly accepted one for us, at least as Catholics, is that there is symbolism behind each of the different numbers. It's the same thing where you say, oh, there was symbolism behind, let's say, sometimes when they were evangelizing, when Catholicism and Christianity was illegal, you could use the same thing with the deck of cards. And sometimes you would evangelize through that because it's an ordinary thing or it's an ordinary song. We're just singing about a bunch of birds and other people. But when you get down to it, there is a symbolism contained within each number and within each item that kind of walks you through. Let's help to explain the faith in a secret way.
Kind of cryptic.
That way,
code, yeah.
We don't get arrested or put in jail or anything like that.
Yeah, it's fascinating. We go through this every year. We have fun with it. Actually, it's because and what I heard, and it could be urban legend, but that the priest created this song to catechize young people. And so everything, we do this on the radio eventually, but do the students know? They love the song, but have you gone, it would be fun to do with the students, you know? Like, for instance, the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me, who would be my true love? Yes.
Jesus?
God. God, well, God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. But the first day of Christmas, my true love, God, gave to me, the baptized, right, because we're part of his body, we belong to his family, a partridge in a pear tree. Who would the partridge be? You just said it.
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus. So that's, right, because this is it goes back to the gospel where Jesus said, as he's coming into the holy city and he's preparing for what he knows will be his redemptive suffering, he would be crucified. And he came over the Mount of Olivet, I think, and he looked, as he saw the holy city, he fell to the ground and he wept. And he says, oh, how like a mother hen, like a bird, a partridge, I tried to bring you like chicklings under my wings, but you refused me. You know, we don't refuse him. That would be horrible. And so that's and of course, the tree represents the cross, right? That he laid down his life, he suffered on the cross. He was born again in Bethlehem, in Bethlehem, that he would make himself bread for our journey. He remains with us in the Holy Eucharist. Nicholas, what are you going to...
Can I ask a question?
Sure, yeah.
So...
Real... Kind of talk right into that microphone there. You got a question here, okay. There you go.
So... For like, so in Mass, you know how like we always have the bread?
Right.
How come we never have the wine in Mass?
So the bread, first of all, the bread becomes the body of Jesus, right? The flesh of Jesus. The wine is consecrated. It becomes his blood. He feeds us with his body and blood. At the Sunday Mass, we have the people receive both the body and the blood. We wouldn't say just body and blood. We would say the sacred body of Jesus and the precious blood of our Lord. Again, food, he feeds us that we not collapse and that he reproduces life in us. So when you receive, Nicholas, when you receive just the Holy Communion, the bread, which is his sacred body, you're receiving the fullness, the body and the blood. But emphasize the reality on high masses and high holy days. On Sundays, we have the option, or the people receive under both what we say under both species. Okay, but you're receiving the fullness of the Holy Eucharist when you receive just the sacred body. It's the sacred body and blood of our Lord. Okay, I think you guys got to go back to school, right?
Yes, Father. Unfortunately,
Parting words from you, Mr. Guacas?
Just a final invitation, especially as you prepare for Advent tomorrow, prepare during Advent for Christmas. Tomorrow is the 11th. It's almost our halfway point.
Right.
I guess December 12th is kind of our halfway point this year. And we just really encourage you to come out. Not only will you hear wonderful Christmas music sung by all of our grades and our choir singing different songs than what you heard today, we have special music selected for that, but also readings and different reflections and different things put forth to really help not only to enjoy the music, but to form ourselves and to inform ourselves spiritually as we wait for the coming of Christ.
It's as I said, it's a deeply spiritual experience. It really is beautiful. And you have the different classroom, different grades, right? Starting from what?
All the way down to kindergarten.
From kindergartner.
Eighth grade, and then our choir as well.
So it's everybody, the whole student body will be here. It's going to be beautiful. I encourage everybody to come. And if you haven't been to St. Stanislaus Kostka, this is a beautiful, beautiful sanctuary. And especially with the beautiful Christmas carols, and the theme is, again, O Come Little Children.
O Come Little Children.
O Come Little Children. So all of those of you who are listening, who are tuning in, you know, bring your grandchildren, bring your children. It'll be a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful preparation for the Feast of Christmas. Students, boys and girls, I thank you very, very much for taking the time to be here with us today, and we look forward to the concert tomorrow. Mr. Guancas, thank you. Beautiful job. We're blessed to have you with us here at St. Stanislaus Kostka. And as Nicholas said, you're his inspiration, and you really are the inspiration of many students. I'm inspired by you as well. So thank you very, very much.
Thank you, Father. What do we say, students?
Thank you, Father.
God bless you all. Okay, so go have your lunch and then get back to school, okay? Back into the books. God bless you. All right, everybody, don't go away. We'll be right back. I'm Father Anthony. You're listening to Listen, Support, and Winds of Change on AM 750 WNDZ.
St. Stan's School has an amazing PK3 through 8th grade program focused on leadership and social-emotional learning, and is one of the only schools to implement the Reading and Writing Project of Columbia University and the University of Chicago. Everyday math across the board, PK3 through 8th, is taught by our highly educated and dedicated teachers. St. Stan's students are academically challenged with advanced level placement opportunities as their test scores and high school admissions speak volumes. St. Stan's is an integral part of the Wicker Park community, where you feel welcome and at home with other families and friends who enjoy the same warm, friendly, and safe atmosphere for their children. We have small classroom size, which makes a difference in the whole learning experience. Many schools have excellent programs. At St. Stan's, we empower students to be excellent. Join the St. Stan's family. It is a selective admissions process. Grades 1 through 8 are tested and interviewed. Call 773-278-4560. That's 773-278-4560. Or stop by at 1255 North Noble Street. That's one block north of Division, just off the Kennedy. More information at ststanschicago.org. That's ststanschicago.org.
The Winds of Change on AM 750 WNDZ and on the World Wide Web at windsofchangeshow.com.
Welcome to a St. Nicholas Minute. When did St. Nicholas begin delivering gifts on Christmas Eve? Well, sadly, by the end of the 18th century and the first part of the 19th century, people more and more forgot why we celebrate Christmas. So one day some folks invited me to deliver gifts on Christmas Eve instead of St. Nicholas Eve in early December. You can imagine my joy. The birthday of Jesus, what an honor! But it was then that they took away my bishop's vestments and dressed me like an elf. Talk about an extreme makeover! That's why on Christmas Eve of 1822, Dr. Clement Moore wrote down what he saw. He said he saw a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. Why, you ask, did he have doubts in his mind whether it was St. Nicholas or not? Well, he knew I was a bishop. He was shocked to see me dressed like an elf. But no matter how I'm dressed, my spirit is still the same. I'm filled with the joy that flows from the Christmas proclamation, Christ is born. Glorify him.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for being with us. Boy, that was nice having the kids here.
How do you follow that? You can't follow that.
No, you can't, really, huh?
It was beautiful.
I'll tell you, like I said, I was, well, I told you, I think I mentioned on the radio last week, I was walking down the corridor and it was just beautiful.
I heard it, yeah.
It was just beautiful. This was a little bit awkward here because we had everybody squeezed in and some were close to the mic and some were far away and all that, but it's... last year I was so impressed. You know, we always have Christmas concerts and they're always beautiful, but this teacher, Mr. Guancas, is what we would call a deeply religious Catholic man. He takes the faith very serious. He's steeped in the tradition of the church, the living tradition, the beautiful tradition of the church, and he does a phenomenal job. So everything he does, he brings the faith so beautifully into the concert. So between the theme, what did he say? Oh, come little children.
Mm-hmm.
And they will be singing in different languages and the songs
that, nice.
From around the world. But it's you'll see, if you can make it tomorrow, you'll see that how he'll extrapolate from sacred scripture, from the words of the saints. You know, it's mm-hmm. absolutely beautiful. But the kids are so, these kids are, well, you know, because you're at Mass on Sunday when they have that family Mass. I mean, I wanted to ask them about that as well, but unfortunately they didn't have a lot of time. Because they have to get back to school, mm-hmm. eat lunch first, and then get back to school. But I love how they try to outdo the adults. You know,
yeah.
I caught that a few times at the Mass because they've got this enormous confidence when they're up there, and of course they have parents there as well to kind of keep things in order. But they want to. I mean, there's no what would I want to say. No shyness about these kids. They belt it out to the point that then you can see it almost, or you can hear it happen, where because you get Mr. Guacus, and then you've got, as he mentioned, the other choir directors. Mm-hmm. Then they kind of have to, okay, you know, kids, we got to harmonize this right with the rest of the. But it's beautiful. They're very excited.
I take communion upstairs, and it's
that's right.
It's sometimes I'll sit there. To see behind, you know, the beauty of the voice. It's just you sit there and it's, wow, you don't want to break, you know, what's going on. It's just, it's beautiful.
The kids have to be exposed to, you know, as they say, what's going to renew or reform, renew the church or the society? What'll bring us back to some semblance of civilization? You know, there can really be no civilization apart from our Judeo-Christian faith. There really can't. Right. I mean, it just because it's full, it's complete, it's truth, mm-hmm. it's a truth, and so I think it was Pope Benedict who began to say this, and probably taking from the saints of ages past, the ancients of old, but it's beauty, truth, and goodness. We need beauty. We need truth. It's a truth that sets us free, and that truth, in a word, is Jesus Christ who comes to reveal the truth. It's not all relative, and he's not just a God among gods, and the church isn't just one religion among many religions, as is more and more you hear this, you know, one is as good as another, and Catholicism, Roman Catholicism, the church with a big C, is unique of all other. I mean, do we have, or do people live holy lives outside? Absolutely, and we have to be completely, we're humbled, and we have to emulate the holiness in the lives of many people, Christian and non-Christian. But the objectively speaking, the truth and the beauty and the good that comes, because it all comes from God. God is, and let's be very specific, we have to be very specific today, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who has fully revealed himself in Jesus Christ. Now, if we, and many have said that if Christians really believed and really lived this faith, then you'd think that people would just, you know, be drawn deep into it. And many people are, but the problem is, unfortunately, the Holy Church in its perfection is in heaven, right? Mm-hmm. The saints, in fact, even on the 12th, Thursday, we'll be celebrating the feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe, and she appears clothed with the sun, right? This is we read this in the book of Revelation, the last book of the Bible, that light that envelops her is not her light. It's the light of God. The saints, you see, the saints have what we, by tradition, when you depict a saint, you know it's a saint because they have halos, right? Mm-hmm. They have the light that kind of envelops their head. That's not their light. It's God's light. But it's so sanctity, to be sanctified is to be imbued with the very life of Christ. So it's his light. We're to emanate the life of God, the life of Christ, which takes me back to the question about Holy Communion. This is our having Holy Communion with God comes from the offering of our lives. We offer, we sacrifice, we entrust, we consecrate, we renew that consecration of our lives to God in the Holy Mass. We offer up our lives in union with Christ in order to perpetuate Holy Communion with God. We receive, and then He feeds us with His body and blood, but for the purpose of reproducing His life in us, so that it's, and then we're sent into the battleground to fight the good fight and to be in the work of life, but to bring light into that work, into that battle, a victory into the battle, light into the darkness, good in the midst of the world's evil. But beauty, goodness, and truth, this is what we have to, let's just say that it's a three, right? The threes, beauty, truth, mm-hmm. and goodness, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's something to add to the 12 days of Christmas, you know? What are these? We were doing this yesterday, by the way, Tony. I was doing some Facebook stuff. And so we
Father, I saw that.
Did you see it?
It was very nice. It was very nice.
It's hard for me to...
I know what you're going to say. I'm just going to say that much. It was very nice and clear. It was good.
It was short.
Yeah.
Too short for me. We're trying to keep it very short. Yeah. But so the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me. Mm-hmm. We said the three persons of the Trinity. We can add to that. Faith, hope, and charity, right? Mm-hmm. The three theological virtues, or the Holy Trinity. Holy Trinity probably, the mystery of the Holy Trinity, because God reveals to us the mystery of His identity, three persons in one God.
Right.
But we could add to that beauty, goodness, and truth.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
So the kids, they get it, you know, and they're just very excited. When the teacher came to our school, because he's got this deep sense of his Catholicity, his Catholic faith, which is so beautiful. The kids respond beautifully.
I think that makes a big difference.
It does.
I don't know in the workings of how schools work, but I would think a Catholic school should have people that know the faith or are in tune with the faith, and that's why we go to a Catholic school, is the way I used to say. But I don't know about today.
No, but you're absolutely right, Tony.
Makes a difference.
And I'll tell you, as we're talking about that, how important it is, and this is for parents and grandparents, you can never underestimate the powerful influence you have over your children if you live the faith, if you pray. You acknowledge and recognize the need for your own personal prayer, and that you bring your children into that prayer, that they're. I'll never forget. There are certain families that just they did it so beautifully, and you can see it reflected in their children, in children where it wasn't imparted, you know, by the parents or the grandparents. And this is one of the saddest realities of our day, is that people are growing up with nobody
connection.
To emulate, no connections,
right.
No sense of, but when they see it, when they experience it taps right into their own. It awakens their own desire for God, their hunger for God, their thirst for God. But if parents, what comes to mind is one of our parishioners. This going back 30 years, he had the one daughter. Was hearing impaired. She couldn't speak nor hear.
Mm-hmm.
Beatrice, her name was Beatrice. And she was maybe just less than two, maybe a little over 1 year old. She was that tiny, you know. And I remember it was the first Mass that I had here in the evening. They were at the 5:30 Mass, always came to the 5:30 Mass, Spanish Mass. And at that time, the Blessed Sacrament was on a side chapel. Mm-hmm. And I remember the father taking her before the Blessed Sacrament, kneeling down with her, and teaching her. I watched how he was teaching her to make the sign of the cross, and it was so beautiful. It left a powerful impression in my mind. And those kids, it's how they raise their kids. But the first thing that the children should be taught the sign of the cross, the prayers that we pray. We're a family that prays. We pray before we, you know, as St. Paul said, and this is, would be a beautiful practice, and it's so needed today, you know, at the end of the day. What does St. Paul say? He says, do not let the sun go down on your anger. And if parents would, they have to become, parents, we all have to become comfortable with prayer, comfortable with God, so that we're speaking of God not as an entity outside of ourselves, but, you know, hidden in this heaven beyond and beyond, but God is closer to us than we are to ourselves. But St. Paul says, never let the sun go down on your anger. And so at the end of the day, be reconciled. Don't deprive anybody a night of peaceful rest. And this would be so powerful if parents would take that to heart. At the end of the day, gather the family, just a few moments. And, you know, let's be reconciled. If we've had any differences today, if we've hurt anybody, let's be reconciled so that we can all sleep in peace this night and end the day in prayer. And always, as we end the day, we begin the day with the sign of the cross. This is one thing I have to say with the students. They know that well. We're having confessions all this week. So I said, well, what do I tell you? How do you begin the day? And they all know to say immediately, you know, well, you begin the day with the sign of the cross. You wrap yourself in the life of the Holy Trinity, you know, and then you set out to get into the work of life, to fight the good fight. Not that they say that, but they know they're supposed to make the sign of the cross. It's the first prayer they pray of the day. We've got to take a break, and then we'll come back, and we'll kind of wrap up, okay? So don't go away. We'll be right back. I'm Father Anthony. You're listening to Listen, Support, Winds of Change on AM 750 WNDZ.
There is a lot going on at St. Stan's. St. Stanislaus Koska is the sanctuary of the Divine Mercy in Chicago. There is Eucharistic adoration before the iconic monstrance. Confessions 4 days per week, and masses in English, Polish, and Spanish. There's much more waiting for you here. St. Stan's is right off the Kennedy Expressway, just 2 blocks north of Division on Noble. Find out more by going to ststanschurch.org. That's ststanschurch.org, and enter into the presence of Christ.
The winds of change. On AM 750, WNDZ, and on the World Wide Web at windsofchangeshow.com.
St. Stan's School has an amazing PK 3 through 8th grade program focused on leadership and social-emotional learning, and is one of the only schools to implement the Reading and Writing Project of Columbia University and the University of Chicago. Everyday math across the board, PK 3 through 8th, is taught by our highly educated and dedicated teachers. St. Stan's students are academically challenged with advanced level placement opportunities as their test scores and high school admissions speak volumes. St. Stan's is an integral part of the Wicker Park community, where you feel welcome and at home with other families and friends who enjoy the same warm, friendly, and safe atmosphere for their children. We have small classroom size, which makes a difference in the whole learning experience. Many schools have excellent programs. At St. Stan's, we empower students to be excellent. Join the St. Stan's family. It is a selective admissions process. Grades 1 through 8 are tested and interviewed. Call 773-278-4560. That's 773-278-4560. Or stop by at 1255 North Noble Street. That's 1 block north of Division, just off the Kennedy. More information at ststanschicago.org. That's ststanschicago.org.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for being with us. We were happy to have the students here today. We're probably going to have students on Thursday as well.
Oh, that's good.
Tony,
that's
so
good.
I need you here early to
I'll be here.
Get them in order. I apologize for the rough, but we were so distracted by everything that I didn't even turn the system on from this end. I have to push these buttons. But anyway, so I think Thursday we may have students. We're doing this for the first year, and the teachers are very excited about this. They're doing the Christmas story, the play.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, they were at the Mass.
That was nice.
Wasn't that nice?
That was really nice.
And so they're all excited. They have now for about a couple of months, it seems to me, already in October, I believe, they had in the cafeteria, they've got a board, and they've got pictures of all the characters, our students, you know.
Nice.
So-and-so is playing this part, you know. So they've been working on this for a long time. And I was, again, when I was there last week, the teachers were extremely excited, extremely excited. So that's going to be, we'll probably have the, I think the kids are coming Thursday to maybe do a little bit.
That's the good thing about, now I'm thinking about maybe my, you know, time in school too. It's like when you do these productions, there's the actors, there's the singing, there's the behind the scenes, the scenery. It's beautiful for kids to do.
That is something that gets everybody involved. Right. You know, when I first came here, we had the neighborhood. I mean, in the sense that we had a lot of people in the neighborhood, many of the adults who are very active in the church now here, they started in the youth group when they lived in the neighborhood. And it was we had a lot of problems. There was a lot of gang violence and gang banging, as they say, and there was just a lot of stuff going on. It was really at that time a lot of new immigrants from Mexico, and it was. But but in spite of all that, we had 300 kids in the CCD. We had street processions, holy processions. I was in homes every week, this before I was a pastor. And what we did with the kids to get them off the street. Because think about how hard it was for them. They were coming from a foreign country. The parents couldn't speak English. Mm-hmm. They had to work. The kids were learning English, but they were more comfortable in Spanish. These are recent immigrants. And so they, you know, could easily get drawn into the gangs, because this was a kind of building community and giving a certain sense of self or power or whatever, even if it's kind of perverted, but to get them off the street, we did drama. And as you said, this is those who could act. If you couldn't act, you could do the setup, artwork, just everything. So there was something for everybody to do. And it was so beautifully effective. They loved it. People would come. And so I'm very, very happy. I've always wanted to see this, that we do drama in the school so that these kids can, again, just begin to develop and utilize the talents, or they discover talents they didn't think they had. And we'll see. We'll see what happens. But that's going to be, so I think the kids will be here on Thursday, and the first drama, the Christmas story, will be Friday at 6 o'clock, and I think they're doing it Saturday at 1 o'clock and Sunday at 2 o'clock, I think.
Oh.
They are charging. There's going to tickets are really quite expensive, like $5 a ticket.
Yeah, I don't know if I can do that, but I'm going to make sure I can.
$5.
Save it.
No, but I'm looking forward to this. They're very excited.
It's well worth the $5.
So you were at Holy Trinity High School. Now, were you guys? Did you do any of that stuff?
In Holy Trinity, I was part of the scenery.
I took care of the stuff behind.
It's not because I didn't want to act or anything like that. It's just that's what I got involved in, and I got to admit, through 4 years of high school and even more, I was doing those sceneries for like the Polish shows too sometimes.
Sure.
And I really enjoyed that.
Because your neighborhood, I mean, you were born and raised in the neighborhood, and you moved a little bit out of it, but you're what'd you say?
I'm straight hood.
You are. That was a rough time.
Yeah, it was rough.
But
you know what? It was rough then, but when I look around today, it was nothing, I think, compared to some of the things going on today.
Well, you know, and I just, by the way, I read this again this morning, the epidemic of loneliness.
Yeah.
And disconnect that people feel today. At least then, you were connected one way or the other.
20 years ago, I wouldn't have believed you saying that. Oh, yeah, whatever. Now it's like, it's the truth.
And see, that's why it's so important that these kids, you know, when we started the choir, we didn't know who was going to respond, but they just, they, and I remember the first, we had brought a choir in from another parish as we were introducing the desire that we wanted a choir, and parents said, "Yeah, I want my kids in the choir," but it's the kids who want it. They want it, and they love it. Tony, we're just about out of time. I just want to, very happy that we that
this was
that's
good.
Something for the soul.
Invigorated,
it is. You see, because you're not in the studio, people, but if you could see the kids and the joy and the.
And I admit, I'm not
excited.
A Christmas person. I love them.
You are a Christmas person, religious from a spiritual, religious point of view.
But it's a song.
And did you notice as they were leaving how respectful?
Quiet and respectful, yes.
All right, everybody, thanks for being with us. We will be back. Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Peace be with you.
Deep but true, so sit on the fence. Can you see?